Welcome, everybody. Good evening to those in person, to those via live stream. Welcome. It's good to have you here. And welcome back home to the home of the Father. This is the Father's house. Jesus says wherever two or more are gathered in his name, he's there with us. And so we believe that he's here. We're going to invite the Holy Spirit, and let's start with the prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we give you permission. We give you permission, Holy Spirit, to be our sanctifier, to transform us into the image of Christ with all of his goodness, his truth, his beauty, all of his virtues. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come and guide us this evening into deeper rest, deeper intimacy, deeper relationship with God the Father through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. We give you permission to come and to act, to change us, minister to the atmosphere, minister to the space, dispose our hearts to receive all that the Father has in store for us. And Blessed Mother, we ask for your special prayers, that you, as always, would guide us more deeply into intimate union with your Son, that we would know his heart, that we would be able to unveil our hearts to him, that we would be generous with him, that we would hold nothing back, that we would receive his generous outpouring into our hearts. St. Augustine prayed, Jesus, that his heart was restless until it rested in you and you alone. And so we pray today, Lord Jesus, help our hearts to come into your heart and to find rest and peace that the world can't give, but that only you can give. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I've got some housekeeping notes that I've prepared, so I've got my note sheet here. Thank you guys for your graciousness. You good? Is that better? Oh, nice. Okay, great. Sweet. So we're back in for the sanctuary for the first time, and we're back in person for the first time in a few months. So welcome back, everybody. A couple of COVID-related logistics. Masks are encouraged in the space. You guys are doing great. You guys at home, I don't know how you're doing, but I'm assuming you're doing great. So masks are encouraged. If you could keep 6 feet from you and the person next to you. Households can sit together, of course. And if you're sick, then stay home. Beautiful. Now, okay, here. So that's the practical, just like how to be in the space from a COVID-19 perspective. But now we're going to talk about the heart and what the space is really for. So the number one desire here is just to open up a space where you can be in relationship with the Lord wherever you're at, where you can avail your heart to him, you can unveil your heart to him, and encounter him. So we're going to be doing a few different things. We'll be like worshiping, there'll probably be preaching, a group prayer experience, things like this. But all of these things are at the service of your hearts and your relationship with the Lord. So if we're in the middle of a worship song, but Jesus invites you to go somewhere else with him, by all means, go to the place with Jesus. This is all here as a support and as a help for your relationship with him. Amen. So feel free to enter in as you like. If we're worshiping and you want to get up and move around your body, we believe in bodies, that bodies exist. So if you need to kick it out or whatever you got to do to worship the Lord, do it. It's all cool. And wherever two or more are gathered, Jesus is with us. Unfortunately, usually we do have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. As we're rolling things out slowly, we don't have the resources as a parish to pull that off just yet, but know that it's deeply in our hearts that both exposition will return as well as confession, which we usually have available during this time. So we'll be in touch as that changes, but it's in our heart. But in the meantime, Jesus is present in the tabernacle behind this glass wall. And so that's the way that we're going to be orienting our praise today is towards him. And so feel free to do the same. You can meditate with the crucifix or with Jesus in your heart. Beautiful. So as we transition in, one thing to note is that there are lyric sheets available online. So if you're interested in following along with the lyrics, it's on St. Albert's website. So it'll be saintalbert.org. I'll give that a second for anyone who needs to or wants to go there. St. Albert, SAINT.org. Now, on the homepage, you're going to look for religious education, that tab on the menu. And then under the religious education tab, you'll see young adult and campus ministry. So if you click on the young adult and campus ministry, that'll bring you to the homepage for our young adult ministry, New Wineskins. And so this is Pour It Out, and it's hosted by the young adult ministry, New Wineskins. So on the New Wineskins page, the very first thing is going to be the link to the lyric sheet. It should say something like New Wineskins music sheet. So if you click that link, it'll route you to a PDF. Now, there's a lot of songs on there. The table of contents is all links. So if you find the song that you're looking for and click on the table of contents, it'll drop you down to the place in the document where those lyrics are. And then on the bottom of every lyric page, there's a link that says return to the table of contents. Also a link, feel free to click there and that'll zoom you back up to the top. So that is the lyric sheets for tonight's music. And great, so those are all the practical housekeeping things for just coming together and being in the space, or coming into the space via live stream. Beautiful. So we're gonna start the actual event now, the praise, the worship, the preaching, the ministry. And scripture says that we enter into God's courts, or into his gates with thanksgiving, enter into his courts with praise. And so the first place that we're going to start in terms of our hearts today is we just want to say thank you to God. We want to enter his gates with thanksgiving. So this first song is going to focus on thank you for always being good. Thank you for your mercies that are new. Thank you. So let's just take a second. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to guide each of our hearts individually. And let's just ask him real quick. Holy Spirit, come. I ask that you call to mind for each of us one particular specific thing from our lives that you're inviting us to say thank you for. Now, just in the quiet of your heart, I invite you to speak to Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this. Now, as we're in this place, we're going to transition into our first song, which is You and You Alone. You and You Alone.
Always being good, thank you for my sunrise. Your endless love reaches past the skies. I'm waking up to heaven. I'm waking up to you. I'm waking up to heaven. I'm waking up to you.
Whatever the Holy Spirit called to mind earlier as a specific thing that you can thank God for today. So I want you to call that back to mind and hold that in the hands of your heart. You can even close your eyes. You can picture Jesus standing there before you. Just imagine you holding that thing in your hand. And I want you to see Jesus' gaze and just whisper a sweet thank you. For anyone who'd like to sing along, this next one is Beauty for Ashes. Beauty for Ashes.
You give praise, you are.
give joy, you give praise, you are, I believe in Jesus. You give beauty, you give joy, you give praise, and you are. You give beauty, you give joy, you give praise, you are. I need beauty, I need joy, I need praise, I need you. I need beauty, I need joy, I need praise, I need you. I need Jesus, I need beauty, I need joy, I need praise, I need you. I need beauty, I need joy, I need praise, I need you. I need beauty, I need joy, I need praise, I need you. I need beauty, I need joy, I need praise, I need you. I need your beauty, I need your beauty, I need your joy, I need your praise, I need you, Jesus. I need your beauty, I need your joy, I need your praise, I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need your beauty, I need your joy, I need your praise, I need you.
Okay, I just want us to pray together real quick. I just want to invite you, if this is provision, if this resonates with you, if you'd like to come along on the prayer, I'll lead a guided prayer here. But if the Lord is doing something else, then you go with him. Don't come with me, go with him. Only come with me to the degree that you can go with him. And I'm going to face the folks that are here, but those who are live streaming, we love you, and you're part of this family too. So let's start with a little prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, reveal our hearts to us. But more importantly, reveal the heart of the Father. Our deep desire is to be united with him. So I just want to ask a simple question as we start here. And there's no right or wrong answer. You don't have to turn your answer in. You don't have to tell me. But I just want to give you a chance to be really honest in your heart. How are you actually doing? How are you doing? A lot of people in this time are sad, they're lonely, they're depressed, they're confused. There's a temptation to control. Then afterwards, things can tend to go wrong. It can be a time where we feel powerless, like we don't have a voice, like our voice doesn't matter, like our hearts don't matter. Or it can be a time of profound thanksgiving and gratitude and joy. Wherever you're at, I just give you permission to be there. And to just be there. We won't leave you here. But if you can really feel that for a second, then that would just be a really beautiful gift. Now, as we start getting in touch with how we're actually doing, the end goal, I'll just tell you the answer right away. We're going to be able to bring ourselves into relationship with Jesus, right where we are, no matter where we are. But before we go there, I just want to acknowledge that as we're getting in touch with where our hearts are at, that information can be news to us. As I was preparing to lead this today, Jesus was saying, I want you to ask them, how are they actually doing? And I was like, great. And I tried to keep going, and it wasn't going. And then I was like, oh, you want me, Jesus, to ask myself, how am I actually doing? And when I got quiet and said, how am I actually doing? The news was a little bit surprising to me. I did not know I was doing in the way that I was actually doing. I thought I was doing just fine and coasting, but a part of my heart had shut off, and Jesus, in his grace, came and showed me that. And I was like, oh, man, what's going on with that, Jesus? And then I noticed a few reactions in myself, and there are a few common reactions for people who are starting to get in touch with where they actually are. Confusion, hopelessness. And I just want to speak right to that place. You're not alone here, and you're not going to be alone. We're not going to leave you alone. We're going to invite Jesus to be with you right here. And I promise, we were just singing Beauty for Ashes. Jesus can really give beauty for ashes. So if you're getting in touch with your ashes, if you're getting in touch with a place of mourning, heaviness, that's so good. You're at the beginning of the story right now. You can react in a number of different ways. Powerlessness, exasperation. I find a big thing right now is just straight up exhaustion from the intensity of the times that we're living in. And so if you're getting in touch with that place and you just like all of a sudden feel as exhausted as you actually are, that's a really sacred and beautiful thing. And that's really courageous for you to feel that. Okay. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And as we're getting in touch with our reaction to how we're actually doing, that's revelation, that's grace, that's Jesus showing us, this is your typical coping mechanism for how you deal with your heart and where it's actually at and how it's actually doing. And so I just feel Jesus inviting us to surrender that coping mechanism to him. So I invite you, close your eyes. You can imagine Jesus in front of you. For those that are here, you can use the crucifix to aid your imagination or direct your prayer straight to the tabernacle. And I'll go ahead and turn to the tabernacle as well. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you for showing me where my heart actually is at, how I'm actually doing. And Lord Jesus, I don't want to be with you anywhere else than where I'm actually at. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing me my coping mechanism. And if your eyes are closed, if you're imagining Jesus, I invite you to imagine yourself with your hands cupped in front of you, holding your reaction, holding your coping mechanism. Just look at it with great mercy, great gentleness with yourself. And now I invite you, if you're able, to hand that over to Jesus, to surrender that to him and say, Lord Jesus, I choose not to rely on this anymore. I choose to trust in you. I choose to trust that you're enough. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, for any of us who are having a hard time entering in with our hearts, having a hard time knowing where we're at, having a hard time surrendering that to Jesus, I'm going to lead a quick prayer of renunciation. And so I'll renounce a few things in Jesus' name. This is a form of repentance. This is a form of saying, man, I was saying yes to this other thing, but I want to repent. I want to turn around and I want to say yes to Jesus instead. So I invite you, if what I speak resonates, you can repeat it after me out loud. If it doesn't resonate and you want to repeat it out loud, you can do so as a prayer for the others who it might resonate with. Come, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I renounce fear. In the name of Jesus, I renounce control. In the name of Jesus, I renounce rejection and the fear of rejection and the fear of loss and abandonment. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that I'm alone. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that I have to fend for myself, that it's up to me. In the name of Jesus, I renounce ungodly self-reliance. Lord Jesus, help me to rely more fully on you. So I just invite you to notice, as we're making these renunciations, notice if there's any shift in your heart. Notice if there's any movement, if there's more freedom, or if you feel more tied up. We'll renounce a few more things, but I just invite you, as we're doing this, notice what's happening in your heart. The Lord is working. He's acting to heal you, to liberate you, to draw you more fully to Himself. In the name of Jesus, I renounce confusion. In the name of Jesus, I renounce disassociation. And you can follow in a similar way. If there's something that's coming up, maybe a word that's coming to mind, maybe a feeling, maybe Jesus just revealed something that's personal to you, I invite you in your own words, in the name of Jesus, I renounce. Now, for anyone who this is new for, it might come as a surprise, the things that are going on inside of you. And just know that that's completely normal. You're completely normal. There's nothing wrong with you. This is the battle of the Christian life. St. Paul says that we're in a battle, and the battle is for our minds, and we need to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. He says, put on the mind of Christ. If you read Ephesians 6, there's this whole St. Paul exhorting us to get in battle array for the life that we're going to live, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He's arming us to steward our interior lives well. So Lord Jesus, King of the world, King of the universe, King of heaven, King of the church, King of my heart, King of my interior life, I invite you to be the King here, to shine your light in all of the places that are in darkness, Lord Jesus, to draw my heart into deeper communion with you, deeper rest with you. I have this image as I'm praying of Jesus next to a little creek in a green pasture, and he's just laying down, very peaceful, very serene, very gentle. And I feel him inviting us to come and sit with him. So for anyone that resonates with, feel free to close your eyes to imagine Jesus lying down next to that bubbling creek, that bubbling brook, and just lie with him for a second. What I feel like Jesus wants to highlight is I think he's highlighting that creek, that bubbling brook, is the river of life. And specifically, as we're getting in touch with the river of thoughts, the river of coping mechanisms, perhaps, that are in our hearts on a given day, I think Jesus wants to give us a river of life, a river of peace, of joy, gentleness, kindness, self-control, a river of simplicity, of faith, of hope. And so I'm going to pray, I'm going to speak some words from Scripture that are true words that can start to form in us a river of life. So in all the places of the coping mechanisms, I'm going to speak words from Scripture that are the river of life. And if something is really resonating with your heart, you're like, oh, I needed that one. Just say amen. Or you could say it with me. You could repeat it right after me. Do whatever you need to do. You can moan. Sometimes I'm just in the back and I'm just nodding really hard my assent. So what you're doing is you're telling your mind, yes, this is true. We're going to hold on to that. And so I invite you, as I say things, if you want something to be a part of your river of life, to keep ministering to your mind and to your heart, grab onto it and say yes in Jesus' name. Jesus, you told us that you would not leave us as orphans, that you would never leave us, that you would never forsake us, that you would be with us until the end of the age, that you would be with us in every moment. So we know that you're with us now, Lord Jesus, and I proclaim in Jesus' name that Jesus himself is with us now and with us in every moment and in every circumstance. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim the truth that Jesus gives a peace that surpasses understanding, that Jesus gives peace not as the world gives, that Jesus gives a peace that's greater, that's higher, that's deeper, that's sounder, that's firmer, that's more trustworthy than any other peace from anywhere else. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us peace. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim the truth that you, Jesus, can renew our mind, that you, Holy Spirit, can sanctify, guide, and form us, and to give us the mind of Christ. We believe in you, we believe in your power, and we invite you to come and to transform our minds, to conform them to the mind of Jesus. In Proverbs, you say, Lord Jesus, that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And into all of our places of hopelessness and despair, Lord Jesus, I ask that you yourself would come and be our hope. Let your resurrection testify to our hearts and to our minds that there is hope for us. Jesus, restore our hope. Be our hope. Mend our sick and broken hearts. Jesus, you say in Proverbs through your sacred revelation that a dream deferred makes the heart sick, that hope deferred makes the heart sick, and that a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. So Jesus, I ask you to come and to reawaken dreams, the places in our hearts where you long so desperately to be with us and to enliven and strengthen us. Reawaken our dreams, resurrect our dreams, Lord Jesus. Give us a taste, a foretaste of their fulfillment, that our hearts might come back to life. Give us a tree of life personal and unique to us in you. And if there are any other truths, any other scriptures coming to mind, I just invite you to speak those straight to Jesus, to testify to your heart and mind his truth and his goodness. Now together, let's say thank you. I'll lead, and you can feel free to join in, join your heart with me, or you can even pray your own prayer of thanksgiving. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are faithful. Thank you that you are true. Thank you that you are good. Thank you for coming and speaking to our hearts and our minds tonight. We invite you to be the Lord of our lives, the Lord of our stories. We invite your leadership, Lord Jesus. Strengthen us. Give us hope. Give us faith. Give us trust. Give us love. Give us joy. We invite your leadership, Lord Jesus. Help us to follow wherever you will lead. In your most holy name, Lord Jesus, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For anyone who'd like to sing with us, we're going to be singing Pour Me Out, Pour Me Out.
Vessel of your peace, where there is war, let fighting cease. All that divides us, come reconcile us. Make me a vessel of your peace. Make me a vessel of your love. Where there is hatred, break it up. All creeds and colors, bind us together. Make me a vessel of your love. And pour me out, pour me out, pour me out, wherever I am. Pour me out, pour me out, wherever I am, wherever I go.
where dreams are dead, come wake them up. A new horizon, I feel it rising. Make me a vessel of your love. Pour me out, pour me out, pour.
So as we wrap up here, we're in our last couple of minutes. I just want to close by saying thank you to everyone who joined us in person and via the live stream. And we'll be back here next week on Thursday night, 7 to 8 as well, for Pour It Out Again. Feel free to shoot us an email, youngadult@saintalbert.org. If you'd like to get on our email list, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. But as we wrap up here in the presence of the Lord, let's wrap up with a prayer. I'll pray a prayer of blessing. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, thank you for your heart to bless. Father, thank you for your heart to bless. And I ask that you would pour forth your Spirit, Father, pour forth your blessing into each of our hearts in the places where we need your strength the most, where we need to be fully conformed and strengthened with your heart. In the name of Jesus, I bless your identity as a beloved son or a beloved daughter of God, our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I bless your ability to have communion with the Father, to know his heart. In the name of Jesus, I bless your ability to stay close to Jesus, to stay close to the Holy Spirit, to stay close to God the Father, close to the church. In the name of Jesus, I bless your masculinity. In the name of Jesus, I bless your femininity. In the name of Jesus, I bless your peace. Father, pour forth peace in great abundance, peace that will last. Peace in places where we don't even understand what you're saying or what's going on or what we're supposed to do. Peace even that surpasses understanding, Father. In the name of Jesus, I bless your capacity. In the name of Jesus, I bless your capacity for joy, for love, for peace, for patience, for gentleness, for kindness, for self-control. And in the name of Jesus, I bless your ability to find your home in God the Father, and bless your ability to long for a heavenly homeland. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next week.